Public comment ends for the latest draft proposal to allow customers to smoke or consume marijuana products in licensed retail shops. And possible changes to the Palmer Project's federal mining claims could speed up the permitting process for mine development in the Chilkat Valley. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Public comment has ended for the latest draft proposal to allow customers to smoke or consume marijuana products in licensed retail shops. On-site consumption has been talked about since voters first approved a ballot initiative legalizing recreational marijuana in 2014. Alaska would be the first state to authorize public consumption of marijuana products. KTOO's Adeline Baxter has more on the proposed changes in store for retailers.
Right now, people can only legally use marijuana in the privacy of their own homes. That means tourists coming off the cruise ships have nowhere to go if they want to try Alaskan cannabis. But the latest proposal to change state law has people in the marijuana industry like Herb Smythe feeling hopeful.
We really need one because the law continues to be violated with people smoking in public places because they don't have a place to go.
Smythe's new business, Alaska Kush Company, soft opened about a week ago in downtown Juneau. Right now, it's just a retail shop. But store manager Amy Herrick said they want the eventual layout of the space to include a cafe where customers can sample products.
You know, a place where the community can come together and enjoy what they enjoy. A lot of people don't appreciate alcohol, so the bar is not the best setting.
They plan to fully open at the end of November. Smythe says the cafe element was part of his original business plan, but they're prepared to be patient as this latest proposal moves forward.
So we would like to see that, you know, advanced. We positioned ourselves so that we could do that. If, you know, we'll use this space in other ways until that's approved.
Under the proposal, licensed retail stores interested in on-site consumption will apply for endorsements approved by the Marijuana Control Board. Erica McConnell with the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office says this is the second on-site consumption proposal the board has considered. The first proposal failed in 2017 with a 2-3 vote, but a new version was introduced shortly after. A couple of things have slowed down the process, such as a board vacancy this past year, but McConnell said the main thing is the lack of precedent.
So the board is very cognizant that we're sort of at the forefront of what public consumption might look like. And so they don't want to rush, and they want to try to be very thoughtful about it and give people a lot of opportunity to comment and make sure that they that in the end they have the best proposal possible.
The proposal also includes language that allows local governments to opt out of on-site consumption by ordinance or ballot question. According to McConnell, the proposal received feedback from more than 60 individuals during the 60-day public comment period. The board will hear oral comments at a public hearing on December 19th. The next day, they'll meet to consider approving it. If any substantial changes are made, McConnell says, it will go back out for public comment. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
Over the last year, Constantine Metal Resources has been stepping up efforts to explore mineral deposits at the Palmer Project, an exploratory site about 35 miles north of Haines. The company is applying for a permit to drill an access tunnel to explore more of the resource and is preparing an economic analysis for investors. Meanwhile, discussions about changing the ownership of the land where the project is located could speed up the permitting process for mine development. Since the 90s, Alaska Mental Health Trust has been trying to take ownership of the land where the Palmer Project is located. The only thing preventing that from happening are the federal mining claims that have been leased to Constantine Metal Resources. According to the Trust's land office director, Wynne Menefee, there has been ongoing discussion with Constantine about converting the federal mining claims of the Palmer Project to Mental Health Trust land.
Those claims could potentially be removed, and if they were, then any future mining activity would have to be leased by the Trust Land Office.
This could be in Constantine's interest because mining on federal land requires a more complicated and lengthy permitting process than mining on state land. If the land was owned by the Mental Health Trust, permitting would be facilitated by Alaska's Department of Natural Resources rather than the Federal Bureau of Land Management. Menefee says there are a couple ways that the federal mining claims could be removed.
The claims potentially could be bought out by various entities. Constantine could do it. Private interest groups could potentially do it. The trust could potentially do it.
Haynes Mining Company and Alu Mining hold the federal mining claims for the Palmer Project. Both the claim holders and Constantine would have to agree to relinquish the claims for Mental Health Trust to take ownership of the land. Menifee says before the claims are removed, Constantine and the Mental Health Trust would need to consider what a future mining lease would look like.
As if you were trying to buy out the claims, you have to know what the future tense is going to be, what's going to happen with the mineral leases and such, in order to have confidence amongst the different parties.
Discussion of relinquishing the federal mining claims and a possible lease between Mental Health Trust and Constantine is ongoing. But Constantine's spokesperson, Liz Cornejo, says that the mineral exploration company is not necessarily pursuing a transfer of the mining claims to the trust. According to Cornejo, there are advantages and disadvantages to leasing federal mining claims. Although permitting would be easier on state land, federal claims establish rights to an entire mineral deposit rather than a specific area of land.
If you can track that mineralization from surface underground, it's still part of your claim, even if it passes past that claim boundary. On state claims, that boundary goes vertically toward the center of the earth, whereas on federal claims, you can trace it beyond your claim boundary at depth if it's connected to the surface showing. So that would be one of the advantages.
The Bureau of Land Management is the current permitting authority for the federal mining claims. BLM is facing a lawsuit for approving Constantine's plan to expand mineral exploration at the Palmer Project in 2016. Chilkat Indian Village and three conservation groups filed the lawsuit, claiming that BLM failed to consider the future environmental impact of a mine when it approved plans for further mineral exploration. The Palmer Project is located upstream from the Klehini and Chilkat rivers, both of which are spawning grounds for anadromous fish. The lawsuit against BLM is ongoing. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. Thank you.